In that same Sri Lankan city of Galle, aid worker Steve Matthews of World Vision says bodies are being buried in mass graves. Authorities are trying to avoid contaminating the drinking water.
When we were there yesterday, they were recovering more bodies because of the advanced state of deterioration of them. They had to get them into the mass graves very quickly, so they're cutting off the index finger of each of the corpses, and if there's any jewelry, also taking that off and tagging it, putting it into bags for identification later because they're decomposing so quickly because of the water and the heat here.
This has got to be a difficult moment for the families to know that this is what is happening to their loved ones.
If someone is still alive, that would be a traumatic moment, of which there's a lot of that, but in a lot of cases, the entire family has been wiped out. I don't think it would be an overstatement to say that it's probably the largest humanitarian emergency that most of us will ever witness in our lifetime.
The people who've been displaced by this, whose homes were swept away but who survived, where do you find them now? Where are you talking to them?
I've been to a lot of these emergencies, and I'm always encouraged by the will that people have to keep moving on, even in the face of disaster. And I see the same thing here, where people are cleaning up and trying to fix up. But the destruction here is so massive, they only get to a point of, you know, clearing the streets and looking through the rubble of what's left. And yesterday, as we traveled down the coast, we went past, you know, literally hundreds, if not thousands, of homes that had been destroyed. And in a lot of cases, the people, they have the affinity to the ground that they lived upon, so they're basically sitting in the rubble of what's left of their homes, and a lot of them really don't know what to do. I met a family today that had three young daughters, and their home was swept out to sea. And they're living in a technical school run by the Roman Catholic Church here, along with about 400 other people sleeping on the floor in the church. These people really don't know what their future holds, and the onus is on us, the international community, and those of us who have means to help these people.